season. And we're going to have about, you know, and we select them based on what they said and how their picture sees to do this. You know what it is?
The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. Today, more than 5,000 students select from the full gamut of academic fields. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world, using the skills they learned at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost 400 faculty members teach the more than 140 fields of study in some 70 disciplines offered at UAS, and they advise as well as teach. Most classes are relatively small, less than 30. Each of the four professional schools and three colleges has developed its curriculum to meet the challenges.
Everyone's having an education. You're getting a good education. And if you answer the question, try to answer it right. Instead of saying, yes, it's great. You say, I'm very pleased with the education in here. Kind of pick up my question
and
a complete statement by itself.
So they're not, you're not.
Don't start yet, Tom. We'll tell you when to start. This is Sybil, number one. Hey, Sybil, I'd like to ask you, why did you come to the University of Alaska Fairbanks?
I came to the University of Alaska Fairbanks basically because I wanted an adventure. I applied to the honors program, and upon acceptance to that program, I definitely decided I wanted to come. Alaska's a place of mystery in the Midwest, and I really wanted to see what was up here, so I came up.
What do you think, obviously since you've been here you've had a chance to observe the university and there are some areas that you have found stronger than others, what do you think are the strengths of the University of Alaska Fairbanks?
The strengths of the University of Alaska Fairbanks include the size and the atmosphere. It's very small and therefore you're able to interact with your professors and with the other, the administration on campus, with most of the students. And therefore, I feel very comfortable going to school here because people are very approachable. It's also a very nice atmosphere because of its size, and there's such a diverse student population here that you get to learn a lot about different people and where they're from, the different cultures. I've been fascinated with the Alaska Native culture, and therefore I've decided to minor in Alaska Native Studies because it's so much different than the homogeneous culture than I'm from.
Detroit's got a homogeneous culture?
Well, I mean, more so than here, you know. You've got your different classes, but you don't have anywhere near the diversity of people from, you know.
What quality of education do you think that you're getting from the University of Alaska Fairbanks?
I'm very pleased with the quality of education that I've received at UAF. I have received a lot of personal attention from my professors, and my professors know me on a first-name basis, and I know them on a first-name basis, and therefore I've really been able to get a lot of extra help and very professional help from people who have, you know, been in their field for 20 years rather than just at a large university where you deal with teaching assistants.
Another question. It sounds like you're happy at the university. Would you recommend it to one of your friends, and why would you recommend it to one of your friends?
When I went back home last summer, I did recommend it to some students who were graduating from high school and were trying to decide on where to go. I recommended UAS because I think everyone should go somewhere that's totally different from where they're from and in a unique atmosphere, be able to study and meet different kinds of people and study different kinds of subjects. And I would recommend it simply because not very many people go here, and so you do get a chance to experience something that, you know, the majority of the population doesn't get to experience. Makes sense. These are awful answers.
This is Sybil number two. Sybil, what one reason would you pick for somebody to come to UAF?
I would recommend UAF to any student who is looking to go to school, because of the opportunity that's available here. Because of the small size and other factors, there's so much opportunity available on this campus in terms of academics, extracurricular activities, employment. It's full of opportunities.
That's good. Now, if you were to have to pick out the one single best element of the university, of everything, what is the best part of UAF to you?
The opportunities that I've been able to experience here are the best part of UAF to me. I have done more here in the last 2 years than I could have done at any other undergraduate university, and that has made my college experience very enriching.
Very good. That's kind of good. I'm going to ask you the quality of education question again. If you can. Sybil, you think, on the quality of your education, what are the one or two best parts of your education?
The best part of my education at UAF has been the close interaction that I've had with my professors. Because the school is so small and has such a small number of students, you are able to get personal attention from professors that really highlights your education. Now, what did I mean to say? I meant to say,
I'll ask you the question again. Do you consider yourself, I'm going to change it slightly.
Okay.
Are you getting a quality education at UAF?
Yes, most definitely I'm getting a quality education at UAF because of the close interaction that I'm able to have with my professors.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what they are in advance. Mm-hmm. There's no surprises or tricks or anything like this. And what we're trying to do is we'll be taking your statement and put it with your picture.
Oh, okay.
Now we're going to have about a dozen people involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world, using the skills they learned at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost 400 faculty members teach some more.
Okay, Dave. I'd like to know, why did you come up from California? Why did you come to UAF?
I came to UAF from California for a couple of reasons. One, I had a friend up here who told me of the setting of the university and its pretty campus, and also because of the good program in the business school, which he mentioned quite often. Probably lastly is the tuition is fairly reasonable.
Sounds like three pretty good reasons. You've been here for, what, a couple years now?
3 years.
3 years, okay. During that time, you've had a chance to look at the university. What do you think are some of its strengths? What are one or two strengths that appeal to you that you know of?
I think they're probably two of the best strengths the University of Alaska has. It's probably its size, the classroom size, I should say, and the fact that it's very fairly easy to get to know your professors as opposed to a larger university which has larger classes.
Well, you had experience with that, didn't you? Didn't you go to a larger university?
Yes, I did. I went to Dungeon.
Well, why don't we do this? I'm going to drop another question on you.
Okay.
Just say, you don't need to mention the names, but compare the two schools. What do you, and the class size, what is the comparison between here and a university you used to go to?
The class size is about, for most introductory courses, about 50 times smaller than the larger university I went to down in Southern California.
Do you feel that you're getting a quality education, and if so, why?
I feel I'm getting a quality education here because I feel I'm getting a more one-on-one with a teacher than I would at another university. And what was the question?
Okay, why do you think you're getting it?
Oh, why? Well, one reason I think I am getting it is because
don't worry about it. Let me go into a couple more.
Okay.
If you were talking to a friend, I'm assuming you're going to recommend the University of Alaska Fairbanks to your friend.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were recommending to a friend, why would you what one or two reasons would you recommend UAF to a friend for? To attend.
Two reasons I would recommend that he attended the University of Alaska. So one would be
let's go on to another one, then we'll do another take of the whole
okay.
thing, okay? What is the best part of UAF to you?
Best part of UAF to me is the campus life and the accessibility of the library and its resources and the classroom buildings being open most of the time, as well as the labs to do your extra work after class hours.
Sounds good. We're going to take a cut here and go over something. Okay. This is Dave 2. Dave, I'd like to ask you a couple other questions. you, what is the best part about UAF?
My feelings are the best part of UAF is the accessibility of the buildings, particularly the laboratories and the library.
Yeah? Okay, go ahead.
And also the accessibility of most professors after class hours if you wanted to talk over problems relating to classwork.
Let me ask you that same question again, and we'll do it with making you stumble over word. Dave, what do you think is the best part? What is the best thing about UAF?
I think the best part of UAF is the accessibility of the buildings. What I mean by that is the most laboratories are open for extra classwork hours during the evening, and this allows you to finish up some of your lab work that you didn't finish up during that course of the day. And also, I think another good part of the university is the accessibility of the professors after class hours for extra help regarding problems in the classroom.
Sounds good to me. You've been to another university. How do the size of classes compare to what you were used to before?
Well, University of Alaska Fairbanks, the classrooms are, our class size are fairly fairly small. Compared to the university I went to down south, say an introductory class I had 1,200 people at University of Alaska Fairbanks. They were only 30 or 35 people per class.
Makes a big difference in education.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're getting a quality education here, and why?
I think I am, due to the fact from the size of the classroom, the accessibility of the professors, and plus...
I'll ask you the question.
Okay.
Let me go to another question.
Okay, go ahead, come back.
If you were to go back home to California tomorrow, mm-hmm. or to visit somebody, we know you're coming back to finish your degree. If you were to go home and somebody, a friend of yours was graduating from high school, or a friend of your next-door neighbor's nephew or something, they said, well, would you recommend UAF to me? Why would you, what one or two reasons would you use, recommend UAF? Do you think?
I think probably the few reasons are, one of the many reasons I would ask. Let's do it.
Go ahead. Shoot at it. Why, what reason, for what reason would you recommend UAF?
The one reason I would recommend UAF to a friend down south would probably be the beauty of the campus as well as the quality of education that he can gain here at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Sounds good. Let me go back to the question you and I stumbled over.
Okay.
Do you think you're getting a quality education at UAF? And if so, why do you think you are?
I think I am getting a quality education at UAF. And the reason why is a lot of the classes I have, the professors relate the theoretical material to practical applications in life. For example, I'm a business major, and many of the professors will take the information given in the book and relate to Alaska or to national economic problems that we would be able to use in our future business dealings.
Sounds good. Let me ask you one more question. I know you've been here 3 years, and I know you like the campus, but why did you originally come to UAF?
I originally came to UAF on a recommendation from a friend, and he highly recommended the University of Alaska Fairbanks for a number of reasons. One of them was the size of classrooms, the reasonable rates for tuition, and the facilities available to students.
Sounds good. Hey, Tom, I'm going to take two. I'm going to go to Dave 3 now with two more cuts. I'm going to ask you two questions.
Okay, again,
because I'm going to ask you again about the size of you. What is the best aspect, the best part of UAF?
I think there's a couple of best parts, and they are the accessibility of the buildings after classroom hours. For example, laboratories, and the other part I think the best is of the University of Alaska Fairbanks is the accessibility of professors after classroom hours.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt you too much, did it?
No.
Appreciate it. That's a cut, Tom.